Tom Rowe. You're tuned into Turn on the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, and media news. Tonight on the program, we are going to tune into Charlotte Mormon on WBAI in 1964. And we're going to get ready for Pauline Olivares' 80th birthday next month. We've got all kinds of news from the Federal Communications Commission in the United States. And we'll be back with all that soon on WGXC. You can listen at 3103.9.org or newsroom.3103.9.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to international transmission art and radio art sources. 3103.9 is a nonprofit arts group that works with artists that use radio in their work, and this is a new show about that field. Tom Rowe, you're tuned in to Turn on the News, 3.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Let's get to the headlines. The Benton Foundation is reporting through the Washington Post's Cecilia Kang that Verizon Wireless is offering to sell some unused airwave spectrum that it has in exchange for the approval to buy other parts of the spectrum that it wants. And we'll quote the article from the Washington Post. The sale is meant to appease regulators who are reviewing whether Verizon will have too much dominance in the wireless industry if we're also to buy AWS Airwaves from Spectrum Co., a consortium of cable giants including Comcast and Time Warner Cable. The airwaves Verizon said it would sell in the A and B portion of the 700 megahertz band are not being used for its deployment of LTE 4G services. The A and B block licenses cover dozens of major cities and, quote, a number of smaller and rural markets, unquote. You can see that full story at Benton Foundation. Benton.org, actually, is the website. ProPublica.org, another website that tracks all kinds of information, reports that the Federal Communication Commission gave Google a $25,000 fine as part of its investigation into the collection of sensitive wireless network data as part of the Google's Street View mapping project. ProPublica breaks it down. Google made $2.89 billion last quarter, or $25,000 in profits every 68 seconds. So the FCC fined them 68 seconds worth of profits. John Egerton at Broadcasting and Cable reports that the FCC wireless spectrum notice of public comment is up for comment. Notice of public recommendation is up for comment. Let's see. The FCC declined to grant the Dish Network a waiver similar to the LightSquared waiver it granted before it rescinded it to use MSS spectrum for a terrestrial wireless broadband service. The FCC did approve Dish Network's $3 billion purchase of about 40 megahertz of MSS spectrum from two bankrupt entities, DBSD North America and TerraStar. The satellite giant has said it plans to build its own wireless network with licenses. And you can read that full story at Broadcasting and Cable.
Oh!
All right, I'm Tom Morrow. We're listening to Turn on the News. We're going to now turn to WBAI-FM, New York City station, and a recording from Avant Garde Concert 3, originally broadcast December 12th and December 17th, 1964. The recording of the annual Avant Garde Festival program of August 30th, 1964. This is Charlotte Moorman with Plus Minus on Turn on the News.
Thank you.
that was Charlotte Mormon from a WBAI broadcast from 1964, a track called Plus Minus. Now we're going to move from 1964 to 2012, where noted Hudson Valley-based composer Pauline Olivieras is turning 80 in celebration of her career in electronic and tape music. The Important Records label is releasing a 12-CD box set of unreleased early electronic work. It'll be available May 22nd, 2012. I think that is Pauline Olivieras' actual 80th birthday. It's called Reverberations, Tape and Electronic Music, 1961 through 1970. And I'll read a little bit about Pauline for anyone who doesn't know about her. Pauline Olivieras, composer, performer, and humanitarian, is an important pioneer in American music. Claimed internationally for four decades, she has explored sound, forging new ground for herself and others through improvisation, electronic music, ritual, teaching, and meditation. She has created a body of work with such breadth of vision that it profoundly affects those who experience it and eludes many who try to write about it. Free 103.9 has worked with her, and certainly many of her non-electronic works can be considered transmission art, as she, in some of her electronic works, where the piece we did was a piece where we tuned in locations from around the world to Lincoln Center in New York City, and she manipulated those recordings and had everyone together. And those are the kind of work she does. We'll hear some of her most famous pieces now. This, I guess, Bye Bye Butterfly, from the New Music for Electronic and Recorded Media, Women in Electronic Music, 1977 record. Bye Bye Butterfly from Pauline Olivieras on Turn on the News. You're listening to Pauline Oliveira's Bye Bye Butterfly, because next month, May, in late May, Pauline Oliveira turns 80, so we're looking a little bit at her work. Next up, Deep Listening is the name of her institution in the Hudson Valley, her ideology, and the next track, not from Niall Knight in 2008, a collaboration with her partner Ione. This is Deep Listening.
Quiet. After the siege of child vendors, after tea and caca day, cokes and bright necklaces, after chatter and gossip, my hennaed hand, shadows, listen, facing each other, facing stars, facing smooth sliding sail, our felucca moving across water. Squeal, creak of wood against wood, slip of chain against chain. Facing night. Moon, Venus. Moon, Saturn. Circle round. Water, wind lapping. Sirius. Dark and shine at once make obsidian. This is night, river shine. This is Nile night. Moving swiftly now, the curve and arc of sail in endless weddings to the dark above. Oh, we will never forget this listening. How long the shore eludes us, we have been and will be on this night water without end. Always headed back, always headed out. Even as the outrageous bray of donkey breaks the air and prayers float out, widening from river's edge.
We've been listening to Pauline Oliveira's. This track is called A Little Noise in the System. It's 30 minutes long, so we're only going to hear a little bit of it, but it's one of her most famous works. From An Anthology of Noise and Electronic Music, Volume 1. Pauline Oliveira's A Little Noise in the System will take us out on Turn on the News.
Deep wireless, deep, deep wireless. It has a sort of sexy, you know, throbbing, deep wireless. I mean, we're not talking about surface wireless. We're not talking about sort of skinny wireless. No, it's deep wireless.
You've been tuned in to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio news, radio arts, media news, and more. Go to free103.9.org for more information about what is transmission arts. And Free 103.9 is a nonprofit arts group that works with artists who use the radio airwaves in their work.